Nadia and Frank Show, 1-800-955-5567. Let's go ahead and bring Nadia G in here so I can shake that woman's hand for beating the hell out of you,
yes,
Eric.
Fantastic. I mean,
she was not messing around. Hello, come on
Nadia,
in here.
Good morning.
Have a seat.
Hey,
Nadia
everybody.
G from Bitchin' Kitchen.
Hello, hello.
It's good to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me. That was awesome.
Right?
I want to wake up punching a random man every day.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That's the way to wake up, my friends.
And looks like you've trained or something. She was moving around.
Listen, probably
she was like
a lot of
light on her feet.
Pent up anger against men. Beat them up.
Do you have some pent up anger against men?
No, not really. Just pent up anger against humans in general.
Exactly.
I'll say.
I'm with you. I kind of.
I'm an equal
people.
Opportunity asshole.
Oh, you can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not this is real radio.
But you're gonna fit in just fine around here.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna love me. 1-800-955-5567. If you want to call up and talk to Nadia. The show of yours, I like the fact that you took something and yourself, you started it online and then it got discovered and now it's like in its third season on the Cooking Channel. Did you ever expect it to get where it is now, or was it just a hobby for you?
No. To be honest, yeah, I did expect it
to get.
Yeah, I pursued it. You know, it's the only way. You gotta keep your eye on the prize. Otherwise, you're not gonna put in the work. And they're very long days that you're not paid for, 12, 15 hours to get a project started for years. So, yeah, you gotta imagine the Porsche at the end of the rainbow.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? It's putting it out in the universe. Your dream wall or whatever.
Your
vision wall. The secret. Now, when you're doing a cooking show, is it like you've got to make things 5, 6 different times so that you can get the different angles and all that? Or you're saying you're there 12 or 15 hours a day. You're not cooking something one time.
No, you're not cooking something one time, but for a cooking show, you have some help. You have a food producer as well. So especially with Bitchin' Kitchen, when you're trying to land the jokes and get the theme across,
you don't want to have to worry about.
Yeah, you start. Let's say you start frying up the bacon, and then you know we'll be back after a quick break. Bah, swap. You have the bacon that's already fried, so it's
nice.
Yeah, it gets cooked quite a few times, but not all by me.
What was the cooking producer? What'd you say?
What's food producer.
I wish I had a food producer.
Well, yeah. Do.
I thought I had one, but she just sleeps all day. Where's my food producer?
She's in bed.
Are you taken? Are you in a relationship?
Well, you know, I'm really happy that I met my true love a few years ago.
Yeah?
Bacon chocolate. Yeah.
I had a bacon chocolate candy bar. No way.
Yes,
oh,
way.
You actually brought in bacon chocolate?
Yes, way.
Oh,
I had... And at first, people were like, "Did you try this chocolate bar? It's got bacon in it." And I'm like, "I don't know about that." And you try it, and it's
what is the magic of bacon? Like bacon can go in anything and make anything better.
It's really unbelievable, you know. I mean, it's salty, sometimes a little bit sweet. If you get maple cured, it's got this delicious. I just absolutely love it. And in chocolate, it's a must try. It really is. And a lot of people hear bacon chocolate and they're like, "I'm not so sure."
Right.
You gotta imagine like eating breakfast, having the pancakes with the syrup, taking a bite of that along with some crispy, salty bacon. Everybody loves that, and chocolate really, really works. It provides that sweet, salty combination.
Is there a particular type of chocolate? I mean, you're going with milk, you're going with the dark. What are you going with?
You know, I'm the expert when it comes to PMSing. So sweet and salty is one of my expertise. I have to say milk chocolate. You know, milk chocolate has got the right amount of sweetness. It's a little bit more mild. Dark chocolate is a little bit tangier, and it's got like a very strong taste. So I don't know. Some people like it with the bacon. I say milk.
Yeah, we had
better.
Dark chocolate in the office the other day. And for people who don't eat dark chocolate, I mean, Frank took a bite and he was like, ah.
Dark chocolate is horrible.
And then he passed it around. I love dark chocolate. He passed it around, and everyone's face was just like, ugh.
Well,
I heard
dark chocolate is supposed to take off. Like, it's good for flattening your belly.
Yeah, what's those ads on the internet? Everywhere I turn, the tricks to flatten your belly. You know what the trick is, America? Stop eating.
Exactly.
That's the trick.
But don't
the
stop eating.
Trick.
If Nadia's cooking for you, don't stop eating.
So did your food producer just make this, or did you make this a little
I over? Made this.
You made this
I made this.
And they're
at
shaped
home.
Like hearts, even?
Oh, Nadia.
Shaped like a heart. I made this last night with organic milk chocolate, so the good stuff. And we've
it's
got...
free-range chocolate, right?
The free-range, exactly.
It's not caged.
Not abused.
Right.
This chocolate's been treated well. And then the bacon is natural as well, and it's hickory smoked. So, folks at home, this is so easy to make. You get your favorite bacon, mince it up real small, fry it until it's super crispy. That's the trick when you're putting it in chocolate. You don't want any fatty bits. You want that fat to really render and crisp up. Drain the fat. Melt your chocolate. You could do it in a double boiler. You could do it in the microwave. And then you just fold it, fold the bacon into the chocolate.
How'd you make the little heart?
I just shaped it. Like, I put it in foil. You could use a mold, but if you don't have molds at home, just pour it into some foil and then, you know, shape the foil like a heart.
Oh.
Or whatever shape you like.
Come on, Heidi.
You know?
Well, I didn't know if you had some sort of mold that you poured it into. I always overthink when I cook. That's my problem, too. I love to cook. I just always get a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, a lot of people overthink it. And at the end of the day, it's just food. There's no reason to be intimidated by it. And if it sucks, you just feed it to your husband. He doesn't know the difference.
He's just glad you cooked something.
Yeah. And if it tastes good and it looks crappy, you just call it rustic.
Yeah, there you go. Or Cajun.
That's the trick.
Yeah, you burned it. It's Cajun. Cajun chicken.
This is blackened chocolate.
All right, well, let's get cracking on stabbing this heart here.
Oh, Nadia, just stabbing the heart. Just breaking the heart.
Did you bring
in
your own knife, or do we give you that?
No, I brought my own, complete with a little bow on it.
I know. You are awesome.
How sadistic.
All right, Nadia, I'm digging in. I'm taking it right now.
Yeah, please do.
Here, does anybody else want to?
So you let me know what you think of this.
The premise behind Bitchin' Kitchen, I mean, it's like, how's it different than every other cooking show? It's like you bring comedy to it. You like writing comedy songs. So basically, you're just having a good time in the kitchen.
Exactly.
And you're beautiful. I mean,
thank you.
You were in the Hot 100 for Maxim. Was that kind of cool?
I mean, yeah, man, number 96 in the house.
96.
You know, at first, I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I made Maxim's Hot 100, 96. That's awesome. Then I'm like, who's 95?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that about? Why is she? Anyways, that was. But
hey, you know what, Nadia? I've never been on it.
Who was 95?
I don't even remember. My brain blocked it out, like, you know?
But you're hotter than the other four. Do you know who the four behind you were? Like, who was
I know that a man beat me as well, if I'm not mistaken. And Steve Carell was apparently more.
That is delicious.
What do you think of the bacon chocolate?
This is really, really good.
Oh, my.
How long does it take? I mean, obviously.
Minutes. Like, the time it takes to fry the bacon and melt the chocolate. Like, you could make this thing in 10 minutes, pop it in the fridge, and there's a great Valentine's Day gift, too.
It truly is.
If you're a cheap, you know.
For a guy to do. I mean, if a guy pulled this out, I mean, obviously, it's easy enough where guys can probably figure this out themselves.
Really easy. Really easy. So, yeah, with Bitchin' Kitchen, I mean, it's totally different. You know, first of all, regular cooking shows are generally boring.
Yeah.
So, what we do is we choose a theme. So, it's like dysfunctional family pizza night, rehab recipes.
And
we have a laugh about that theme and then cook up a meal that goes with it. I love doing the comedy songs. I'm working on one right now, which is, Bitch, Nobody Cares About Your Wedding Blog.
That's just going to be your new song.
Yeah, that's going to be in Bridezilla Bites. I also have a Brooklyn Hipster Brunch.
Do you play guitar?
No, I sing.
Oh, you just sing?
Yeah.
So all your songs are just a cappella?
No. I have a band that works with me.
The Bitchin' Kitchen Band, Frank. Come on.
No, I was like, we got a guitar in there. If she played guitar, she could like whip out an acoustic song right now.
Well, I could do a crappy version of It's So Easy on acoustic.
So you do play a guitar.
Ish. I'm a three-chord wonder.
Oh, like our producer.
Let me ask you this. We had this poll question up at HeidiandFrank.com. We started talking about this yesterday and didn't get to it. But the question was, do you have to be friends with the person that you are in a relationship with?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely you have to be friends. I mean, who's asking this question?
Frank doesn't say no. A guy. He's like, no, you absolutely shouldn't be. And I said, yes, of course you should be. Because the big part of your day isn't sex and romance. That's a small part. The rest of it's like, we got to want to hang out. We got to care.
I'm very Eastern European when it comes to love.
I'll tell you, I do know what you mean in a way. Because it's like, when you start clipping your toenails in front of the person, that's a bit too friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
but I probably
there's a line. There is a line.
Agreed. Don't go to the bathroom with the door open, number two, and all that stuff. And hey, babe, can you bring me in some toilet paper? I mean, of course,
I wouldn't do that in front of my friends.
Well, I wouldn't either. That's the point. I probably wouldn't clip my. I would be like, hey, Tracy, what's going on?
could you angle the game over here?
Right.
Not done yet.
Right. No. I mean, I wouldn't do that in front of a friend anyway.
I don't know, man. Guys tend to follow women around wherever they go, and they do follow them into the bathroom.
Like little
this
puppies.
Is, yeah,
like, babe, go. Jesus.
And they watch you put on your makeup, like, with awe.
Like every time. Creepy serial killers.
So pretty.
Like, close the door. Jesus, you're creeping me out.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question, because it says that we talked about people who fall in love very quickly, and then they go ahead and just jump into the whole marriage thing. And it says like 90% of Eastern Europeans fell in love within a month of meeting. And that's me. I'll know right off the bat if you're going to be somebody that I want to spend more time with. I will fall in love pretty quickly. It says 58% of American couples say they fell in love within 2 months to a year. So it takes longer for American couples to really go, okay, this is the person I want to be with. But in that sense, it says that Americans cite friendship as an important part of love, but the Eastern Europeans say it's not an important part of love. I think, you know, they say don't sell a car to a friend. Well, we're buying cars together. I mean, I would never buy a car with a friend. So okay. When you're my partner for life, it's like, we cannot be friends. I have to have my friends.
You have to be friends.
I shouldn't tell you everything. I can't confide in everything in you, because if you know everything about me, you're not going to like me anymore.
Oh, no.
Really, I mean, I have to. So, I mean, we do have the results of the poll question. If you want to go to HeidiandFrank.com and vote how you feel, do you have to be friends with the person that you are in a relationship with? Yes or no is the question. We'll come back with those results. And Nadia G, thank you so much for bringing this stuff in. This is awesome. This
incredible.
Bacon chocolate is ridiculous.
You're welcome.
And your show airs on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific time on the Cooking Channel. It's Bitchin' Kitchen. It's in its third season. So that means it's a huge success.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, man. Twitter. It's Bitchin' Kitchen. You can find us on Facebook.com/Bitchin' Kitchen. Just Google us. We're easy to find.
Are you a nominee for the Hot 100 this year?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
You got to bump up from 96.
Of
Come
course.
On.
Let's get her to number one, America.
Yeah.
Vote.
And call in 1-800-955-5567. Should you be friends with the person you're in a relationship with? We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.